नमोम श्री सुबदाय कृष्ण स्थापित कृष्ण जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरा वनचारी जमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Radha Gopinath Radha Gopinath Radhe Jai Shri Gopal Shri Gopal Shri Gopal Jai Shri Gopal Jaya Gauranita, 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 Jaya Gauranita. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Nitai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol.
Shri Nam Sankirtan Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnu Pada Parahamsa Parivrajaka Chari Ashtotra Sashishmat His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanaravind Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki, Nitai Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Om. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam. Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudiraye Nashtha Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishthiki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nanda Gopakumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha
Hare Krishna, we read it from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 9, The Passing Away of Bhishma Dev, Text 28.
Dharmartha Kama Mokshamscha Sahopaya Yatha Mune Nanakhya Itihaseshu Varnayam Asatattvavi Dharmartha Kama Mokshamscha Dharmartha Kama Mokshamscha Sohopayan Yathamune सहोपायान यथा मुने नानाख्यानेतिहासेषु नानाख्यानेतिहासेषु वर्णयान आसतत्ववी वर्णयान आसतत्ववी धर्मार्थ काम मोक्षांश्च सहोपायान यथा मुने नानाख्यानेतिहासेषु वर्णयामाशतत्ववी धर्मार्थ काम मोक्षांश्च सहोपायान यथा मुने नानाख्यानेतिहासेषु वर्णयामाश तत्ववी
मातुजीस
धर्मार्थ ऑक्यूपेशनल ड्यूटीज अर्थ इकोनॉमिक डेवलपमेंट काम फुलफिलमेंट ऑफ डिजायर्स मोक्ष अल्टीमेट सेल्वेशन च एंड सह अलोंग विथ उपायां मीन्स यथा एज इट इज मुने ओ सेज नाना वेरियस आख्यान बाय रेसिटेशन ऑफ हिस्टोरिकल नरेशंस इतिहासेषु इन द हिस्टोरीज वर्णयामास डिस्क्राइब्ड Tattvavet, one who knows the truth. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Abhay Charanaravind Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Then he described the occupational duties of different orders and statuses of life, citing instances from history, for he was himself well acquainted with the truth. Purport. Incidents mentioned in the Vedic literatures such as the Puranas, Mahabharata and Ramayana are factual historical narrations that took place sometimes in the past. Although not in any chronological order, such historical facts being instructive for ordinary men were assorted without chronological references. Besides that, they happen on different planets, nay, in different universes, and thus the description of narrations is sometimes measured by three dimensions. We are simply concerned with the instructive lessons of such incidences, even though they are not in order by our limited range of understanding. Bhishmadev described such narrations before Maharaj Yudhishthir in reply to his different questions.
Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टम् स्थापितम् येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यम् ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहम् श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतापदकमलम् श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपम् साग्रजाताम् सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितम् तम् सजीवम् साद्वैतम् सावधूतम् परिजनासहितम् कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्रीराधा कृष्णपादाम् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमोम् विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्ता स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तुते तप्त काञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे सर्वशास्त्राब्धिपीयूषः सर्ववैदैकसत्फला सर्वसिद्धान्तरत्नाढ्या सर्वलोकैकदृक्पद सर्वभागवत प्राण श्रीमद्भागवत प्रभो कलिभान्तोदितादित्य श्रीकृष्ण परिवर्तित परमानन्दपाठाय प्रेमवर्ष अक्षराय ते सर्वदा सर्वसेव्याय श्रीकृष्णाय नमोऽस्तुते मदेकबन्धो मत्सङ्गी मन्गुरो मन महाधन मदनिस्तारक मदभाग्य मदानन्दो नमोऽस्तुते असाधु साधुतादायी नती निच्चिच्युतारक हानमुञ्च कदाचिन्माम् प्रेम्नरतकण्ठयो स्फुरः
हरे कृष्ण ट्रान्स्लेशन् देन् हि डिस्क्रैब् द आक्युपेशनल् ड्यूटीस् आफ् डिफरेण्ट् आर्डर्स् एण्ड् स्टेटसस् आफ् लैफ् citing instances from history, for he was himself well acquainted with the truth. Hare Krishna. So, thank you very much for assembling for this morning class. It's a great pleasure to read the sublime scripture Srimad Bhagavatam. And taking it as an opportunity for my own purification, I would request blessings from the assembled Vaishnavas that I can speak something which can be beneficial to my own spiritual life and for the pleasure of all of you. So as in the past days we have been hearing about the different instructions that Bhishma Dev is giving to Pandavas, Yudhishthir Maharaj, as Mr. Vajwari Prabhu said in the Sunday class, that he could convince Arjuna, but he could not convince Yudhishthir Maharaj out of his lamentation. But he took him to Bhishma Dev so that he can speak and not only speak, at the same time give him amazing instructions so that what he could not do for his entire life, he can do at the end of his life. When Gaurivilas Prabhu gave the class, he said a very amazing point. He said, Lord Bhishma Dev was so busy in the administration, although his love was so much for his grandsons, the Pandavas, but he could not spend time and give them instructions. So, Lord Krishna is such an amazing arranger, It is not that he could not convince him, but he spoke in such a way that he did not get convinced. But he wanted to arrange the glory of his devotee in such a way that The desire of the devotee also is fulfilled. At the same time, the glory of the devotee is also spread. So here, the translation of the verse says, dharma artha kama moksha. All the instructions, Prabhupada, for our benefit, he translates the whole, verse as, describe the occupational duties of different orders and statuses of life. According to Varnashram, what are their occupational duties? He gave not only the tenets, at the same time he gave different examples as to what different kings, brahmanas, sannyasis have done and what are the corresponding qualities. So, it is very, very much required that when we speak about rules and regulations, or when we speak about codes, it's very, very important to give case studies. When we study commerce, you get this, we learn income tax. And the Income Tax Act is a very small book. But to understand that act, there is this thick books of case studies. And when you see a case study, this is something which is very, very near to you and you're able to understand. Just as the Shakha Chandra Nyaya goes, if you want to show a small child or anybody the moon in the sky, an elder person might see the moon directly, but for a small child, so that he can see where exactly the moon is, the parent first shows him the shadow of the tree that is falling nearby. And then following that trail, it goes to the tree. And in the tree, they go to the different branches. And then they explain how, within the branches, you can see something shining. That is the moon. So, a direct reference to context is very much required for us. Especially, we who have been brought up in the Kali Yuga culture. When we get the life story and incidents from today's time, the principles and the axioms of the Vedic scriptures become very much alive to us. When we hear about the sages doing austerity, when we hear about sages performing their different duties in the scripture, it might inspire us. But at the same time, when you see a close example, there have been so many instances of when somebody read the life history of Srila Prabhupada and the kind of difficult times he went through just to carry out the order of his spiritual master. Those chapters in the Lilamrit where he suffered so much agony, so much difficult circumstances in the Bowery in New York. He was that explanation which shows us and makes us feel that, this the person who survived, who existed in our times, has also gone through it and shown us what exactly the principles of devotional service are. So here, as we see, Lord Krishna fulfilling the desire of the devotee, at the same time making sure that his devotee is glorified. The instructions of Lord Bhishmadev, which also include the Vishnu Sahasranam, is something which is, now everybody is chanting. So many of the devotees chant the Vishnu Sahasranam, which is the part of Bhishmadev's instructions. It is a part of Mahabharat. So for ages to come, it is ultimately given by Bhishmadev. So that is the amazing trick of Lord Krishna. So today we will also talk about a beautiful trick that the Lord did for his most favorite devotee. And not only that, as Srila Prabhupada mentions in his beautiful song, Markine Bhagavad Dharma, he says, नचाओ नचाओ प्रभु, नचाओ से मते, काष्टेर पुथली जथा नचाओ से मते. इट्स वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग टू सी अ पपेट डांसिंग. एज द पपेटियर वॉन्ट्स द पपेट डांसेस. देर इज नो रेजिस्टेंस फ्रॉम पपेट साइड. यू नो इट्स नो नो वाई सो मच दिस, वाई नॉट दिस. एवरी लिम्ब इज पिक्ड एंड एज द पपेटियर वॉन्ट्स द पपेट फॉल्स, द पपेट rises, the puppet becomes happy, the puppet becomes sad. So all moments based only on the puppeteer's hand. And such was the amazing life of an amazing saint. Pragada premera hi swabhav achar, nija vigna dukkha adi na kare vichar. Very beautifully, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains the life of Srila Madhavendra Puri. When he says that pragada prema, so much intense and so much dense love Srila Madhavendra Puri had, that to fulfill the desires of his devotee, he did not get obstructed by different calamities that came on his way. No distractions. Just pure love, just as the honey falls, you know, without any obstruction. That flow of the honey is so very pleasurable. So, the activities of pure devotees, when they are in the frenzy of love for the Lord, is so amazing. You know, then today's day and age, looking at my own standard, when I see the activities of Srila Madhavendra Puri Pad, it inspires, at the same time it ashames, you know. So, amazingly, Srila Krishnadas Goswami, he explains यस्मै दातुं चोरयन् क्षीरभाण्डम् गोपीनाथ क्षीर चोराब्धिभूत् श्रीगोपाल प्रदुरासादवासः सन् यत्प्रेम्नातं माधवेन्द्रं नतोऽस्मि. अमेजिङ्ग्ली हियर. यत्प्रेम्नातं माधवेन्द्रं नतोऽस्मि. यु नो नतोऽस्मि मीन्स् somebody who submits. No, I'm not sure whether this, the NATO was taken from Nato, where, which means that somebody submits. But here, as a, I bow down to the beautiful devotional service of Srila Madhavendra Pad, who, for his love, the Lord, who is famous for his stealing pastimes, yet again, you know, displays the same pastime for the fulfillment of desire of his devotee, and is ready to be called, you know, he is called as Makhan Chor, but here, where he was called as Gopinath, he is ready to be called as Kshira Chor Gopinath. Here he reciprocated with the desire of the Lord, a desire of the Lord and desire of his devotee. Then again, Shri Gopal Pradurashat Vashasan, and as Shri Gopal came and made him do things, he happily did. To such amazing devotee, Srila Madhavendra Puri Prad, I offer my respectful obeisances. Unki bhakti ko main shat shat pranam karta hun. The pancham purushartha, which Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu talked about, we have the four purusharthas, that is dharma, artha, kama and moksha, as described in today's verse. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu talked about the panchama purushartha, which is the love of Godhead, love of Krishna, which is the fourth desirous achievement, which is much more adorable than all the other four. So Srila Madhavendra Puri Pad, who is considered to be the root of the bhakti tree, that main trunk of the bhakti tree, he is moving around in Vrindavan. There is a description that his beautiful devotional service, as he is moving around and doing the beautiful parikrama of Govardhan, after happily he is doing the parikrama, he arrives at Sri Govindkund. He takes bath and he sits down under a tree and is chanting the holy names of the Lord. It is described that he had this ayachita vritti. What is ayachita vritti? Just like a python, as he doesn't go for hunting. He moves around and doesn't hunt. He sits at one place, and when the shikar, you know, the prey comes, he catches the prey and devours it. So very gross example, but the example is that Shri Madhavendra Puri, he sat down at one place, and if somebody comes and offers, only then he is to eat. You know, amazing. So, why? Srila Krishna's Kavalak Goswami, in further description, he says that the material hunger and material lust was no more bothering Madhavendra Puri Pad. He was very much satisfied just by the love of the Lord. You know, there are instances where somebody who is, you know, in today's day and age, I remember one article in Back to Godhead magazine, where there was a mention of a particular person near Ahmedabad who has been tested that he has not eaten for 60 years and not even drunk, or maybe not 60 years, maybe less, but for many years he has not eaten or drunk. You know, it was tested scientifically. So if it can happen, you know, in just mundane tapasya, so why not in the devotional service? So here, Madhavendra Puri Pad was so transcendentally absorbed in the love of Krishna that he did not want anything. So he was sitting there, but if somebody came and offered him prasad, he would accept it. So, you know, there was no vow of not eating, but there was vow of accepting whatever comes his way by the will of Krishna, fully dependent on the will of Krishna. So as he's sitting on the banks of Govindkund, a small boy, Gopal, comes. He comes and offers a beautiful pot of milk and says, you know, I am the controller of this place, and I've seen that you are fasting, and in my area nobody goes fasting, so please have. So looking at the beauty of this boy, Madhavendra Puri Pad became very, you know, excited. He said, how do you know I'm fasting? You know, is it your guess that I'm fasting? He said, no. These ladies who are near the well, they have seen you since morning, sitting in one place and chanting. And they told me, and they have provided this milk for you. So I am just a provider, you know. I am just getting it for you. Please have it. And Madhavendra, as he said that, he disappeared. And Madhavendra Puri Pad, very gratefully, he honored that milk. And as he chanted, and after some time, he rested. So, this is a story of Krishna coming in dreams. So now this first dream, where Srila Madhavendra Puri Pad is instructed by Gopal, he says that, I only got you this milk, but the motive is that you rescue me. I have been waiting for you since so long. My pujari is Vajranabh, the great grandson of Krishna, had installed me on Govardhan. And after installing, because of the Mughals' attack, they became fearful and they ran away. But before running away, they hid me in the bushes. And as I am in these bushes, I have been tormented by heat, by cold, and by rain. So, please, please take me out and install me and establish my worship. So, Srila Madhavendra Puripad woke up. He became so much ecstatic that, oh my God, you know, the Lord, it was the Lord that came and I could not recognize him. There was a slight moment of lamentation. But the strong desire to please the Lord, he said, no more, you know, I can't let this lamentation come my way. He got up and went to all the Brajvasis. And the Brajvasi, he told the Brajvasis that, please, let us search for Gopal. And he's there in the bushes. So all of them came with different weapons to cut all the different bushes that were that would have been grown. So Srila Madhavendra Puripad finds out the exact place when Sri Gopal was hidden. And they actually find him out. And very soon, Srila Madhavendra Puripad establishes the worship. There's a beautiful installation ceremony. Srila Prabhupada very amazingly mentions in the purport that, you know, in one day, the all installation ceremony was organized. You know, if the Lord is merciful, if the Lord's mercy is there, anything can happen within in less time. Srila Prabhupada mentions how he has arranged so many installations. And you know, and whatever is available, Krishna is ready to come. And in that installation ceremony, Srila Madhavendra Puripad, with beautiful mantras, he installs Sri Gopal and performs the beautiful Abhisheka. And as his worship begins, he instructs all of them, all the Brajvasis, and there is beautiful Annakoot happening. Now, as the Annakoot is happening, Srila Madhavendra Puripad instructs how things should be, how the mound of rice should be in between, how there should be chapatis all around, how the vegetables should be again, and then all the other eatables at the periphery. And as the offering is done, there is a very beautiful reciprocation between the Lord and his devotee. Srila Madhavendra Puripad, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami mentions that only Madhavendra Puri could see how actually Krishna came and ate. And although he ate, he left everything for all the devotees. So that is the mercy of the Lord, that he leaves the prasad for his devotees. And here, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami mentions in Chaitanya Charitamrita that the beautiful, the amazing love of the Vrajvasis, that whatever they got, he kept on eating. Vrajavasi lokera Krishna sahaja piriti Gopalera sahaja priti Vrajavasi prati. They have such beautiful love for Krishna that whatever they get, Krishna is ready to eat. We also see in the Govardhan Leela where what did the Vrajavasis do when they were under the Govardhan? You know, just imagine, you are in such turmoil, everything, you know, we can imagine some storm coming, you know, which is normal in Mumbai. What do we do, you know, when we sit inside the house? That will, you know, conclude how our devotional service is. So what did Vrajvasis do? They did not, you know, amazingly in the Krishna book, there is a separate chapter, you know, that the dialogue of all the Vrajvasis in the Krishna book, Srila Prabhupada, he titles the whole chapter as Wonderful Krishna. You know, in the Govardhan Leela, there is a whole chapter of Wonderful Krishna which talks about the different discussions of Vrajvasis under the Govardhan Hill, which shows the amazing love and the amazing meditation that Govardhan, the Vrajvasis have, where they know only thing and everything about Krishna, and their only duty and their only work is to glorify Krishna. So such Vrajvasis, with such simple faith, they arranged such Annakuta that they remember that how experience of what the original Annakuta 4,500 years back would have been. That the whole festival, you know, there is a different energy during a festival. By the grace of the deities, the grace of the Guru, a festival turns into an amazing blissful experience. And here the Vrajvasis experience that Annakuta in a very amazing way by the dint of the love of Srila Madhavendra Puri. The amazing desire that Sri Gopal also mentioned was that you establish my deity, you establish me, establish my worship, and I promise you that anybody who takes my darshan, all his lamentation and all his agony will be disappearing, will disappear soon. So here, Srila Madhavendra Puripad actually could see that anybody who came with whatever desire, when they came in front of Gopal, as they took his darshan, that darshan evaporated all their distress. Such is the amazing, you know, promise of the Lord. That anybody comes and stand in front of the Lord and says, "Oh Lord, I am yours. Let me love you. Let me perform the devotional service in spite of all my shortcomings. I am not conditioned to love you. Let me recondition myself so that I can perform devotional service according to the instructions of the acharyas, and let me please be sane so that I can worship you nicely." And as the Lord is known for fulfilling his promises, especially to his devotees, Lord Sri Gopal removed all the distress to whoever came. And Madhavendra Puripad actually could understand what amazing, you know, magic trick that the Lord is doing. After that, the word spread around, not only in the villages of Vraja, but in other provinces. And very soon, you know, just imagine, what is the nature of Srila Madhavendra Puri? He is a devotee, renounced order, and he is engaged only in meditating about the Lord. But as a temple begins, you know, there are certain different kind of administration that one has to go through. So he is ready to do that also for the love of the Lord. You know, such an amazing example. Because now, not only foodstuff came, there was gold, there was cloth, there were different gemstones that were given by different kings of different provinces. Just see the simple faith of devotees that time, as they came to know that Madhavendra Puripad has discovered the deity of Gopal and he has again reappeared on Govardhan, everybody started sending gifts. Just as, you know, Srila Prabhupada, when he started the ISKCON movement, there was very less means. But as the whole movement started growing, more and more devotees, more and more assets increased, and Srila Prabhupada was very apt in managing all of that. So gold, silver, garments, scents and eatables. So now there was a storehouse to be managed. And also, there were many rich dhanis, the rich capitalists of Mathura, who came. Some made the temple, some got the cooking vessels, and some built the boundary wall. Every family of Vraja gave one cow. Can you imagine? No, Goshala also. Temple, kitchen, the treasury, and now the Goshala. Now, Srila Madhavendra Paripad wanted that, he has to have some very qualified people who can continue the worship. So he called for these two Brahmanas, who are of renounced order from Bengal, Vaishnavas, and he initiated them and taught them the proper standards of worship. He gave them comforts. Prabhupada doesn't elaborate as to what comforts he gave them, but he gave these, probably they could, it could be the demand of rice, because, in Vraja, there is less of rice and more of roti. So here, after the beautiful service are established, Shri Gopal again came second time in the dreams of Shri Madhavendra Puri. Gopal kahe puri puri amar tapana jai malaya ja chandena lepa tabe se judai. Please get, please arrange for this chandan lep, the sandalwood, which can really cool me off. I'm feeling very hot. Although you have bathed me with thousands and thousands of, beautiful kalashas of Manasi Ganga, but I'm still feeling hot. And the only thing that can, solace me is chandan from Malayaja, Prabhupada mentions it's Malaysia. But then, understanding the circumstances, he said, you can go to Puri and get it. But whenever we get a instruction, the first thing is, if it is really difficult, we'll see that, whether we can arrange for somebody else to go. But Sri Gopal instructed, he said, Anya hai te nahe, tumi chalaha twarite. Not others, you have to go. Now, it was not a time of, airplanes or, public transportation. You have to walk all the way from Vraja to, Puri, which is so many days of travel. And it is not that, Madhavendra Paripad was very young. He was in middle age. But without a thought, such is the nature of love, that without a doubt, was it somebody who was giving me instruction and I was sleeping? No, it was Krishna who has come. He became so ecstatic. But he did not leave like that. He made sure that the worship of his deities are taken care of. He instructed what all to do and bid them farewell and left.
Swapna dekhi puri gosaira haila premavesh prabhu agya pali bare gela purvadesh.
He went to the eastern region. After that, he first arrived at Shantipur, where he initiated Advaitacharya. Advaitacharya, when he saw the ecstatic symptoms of Madhavendra Puri, now who is Advaitacharya? Advaitacharya is incarnation of Mahavishnu himself. When he saw that Srila Madhavendra Puri is such an ecstatic devotee, such an advanced devotee, has come to Shantipur, he said, I cannot miss this chance. And he took initiation from Srila Madhavendra Puri. After that, Srila Madhavendra Puri Pad, he halted at Remuna. Srila Prabhupada very, nicely gives in purport, how to go to Remuna. There's the station of Balasore, and from there you can go to Remuna. Practically guiding all his devotees who will read Chaitanya Charitamrita. What did Srila Madhavendra Puri do in the temple of Remuna? He chanted and danced ecstatically in front of Gopinath. And also he inquired from the Brahmanas what exactly bhoga is done. And after hearing that, he concluded that this is the place where the best bhoga is made. And with a view to implement the same standard, he inquired from the Brahmana, can you give me the details of what exactly is cooked? And the Brahmana kept on, describing. And when the climax came, he said, the best of the bhoga is offered in the evening. In the evening, we offer these 12 pots of kheer, which tastes like nectar, amrita, and therefore it is called as amrita keli. This kheer is the most beautiful. Just imagine, when we even read about this, we start salivating, But amazingly, even Madhvendra Puripad had this desire of tasting that kheer so that he can make for his deities. So a lot of difference between, what we think and what a pure devotee thinks. And here Srila Krishnadas Goswami says that it is not just as we say in Mumbai, Havratgiri, he's becoming, greedy that no, let me have something, I've not eaten for a long time. And the moment I see what I like, I become mad to have it. His madness and his greed was for the pleasure of his Lord. And just by tasting, he said, I'll make it again. So which means that he was an expert cook also. In our temple also we have so many beautiful cooks that when they taste something, they can understand what all ingredients have gone into it. So for the pleasure of the Lord, Srila Madhavendra Puri wanted to taste their beautiful kheer. So that he can again, for the pleasure of his own Gopal, can make that same kheer. But within next second, Srila Madhavendra Puripad condemned himself that, how can I do this? The offering has just gone inside and now I'm wanting to taste it. He started condemning himself. And in that condemnation, we all go through these moments in our spiritual life where we fall from our standards, we slip from our standards. But here Srila Madhavendra Puripad is instructing us what to do at that time. He sat and remembered Krishna. He didn't leave the place. He was remembering Krishna, begging forgiveness, and was absorbed in chanting the holy names. And when the darshan opened, he took the darshan of the aarti and left. And went into the marketplace where there was nobody around and sat and chanted there. He was such an advanced devotee that he didn't have to follow the rules of devotional service. Srila Prabhupada mentions that like a sadhana bhakta, he sat down and he chanted the holy names of the Lord. And here, the amazing second dream comes. The third dream comes, actually. First was when Gopal wanted to be excavated out. Second is when Gopal wanted the chandan. And now third is when the dream went to the pujari who was, after resting the deities, was himself taking rest. He said that Utaha pujari kara dwara vimochan kshira eka rakhiyache sanyasa karan. Get up, O pujari. I have kept a pot of kheer for that pujari, for this sannyasi. Please go and give it to him. But the first thought that will come to the pujari is that, was I so careless that I missed to take out the bhoga and clean the place? So then the Lord says, don't worry. It was my trick that covered your intelligence. I have arranged this pastime so that I can give this pot of kheer to my dear devotee. So don't worry. Normally, when we make a mistake, you feel very remorseful. So before that pujari could get that thought, the Lord is so sensitive to his devotee who knows that the pujari, he makes sure that all the details are followed. So that he doesn't feel despondent. The Lord made the, you know, statement that don't worry, it was my desire and I have put you in illusion so that you could not see that pot. And what did the pujari do? He got up, he shouted and ran into the altar. No, he got up, he was composed, he took a bath, he did his achman, and then very, very, you know, strategically and slowly he opened the altar. And when he saw that pot, he found no, you know, there was no bound to his happiness. And as the Lord instructed, he took the kheer and cleaned that place. Srila Prabhupada mentioned the purport, you know, how it is very much, deity worship is all about cleanliness and punctuality. So here he is cleaning everything, and then he comes out of the altar, and according to the instruction of Sri Gopal, he goes and delivers that pot to Srila Madhavendra Puripad. And as he delivers, he says, you are so fortunate that the Lord has stolen for you. And he offers obeisances, flat, you know, to Srila Madhavendra Puripad. Madhavendra Puripad becomes so ecstatic to have that. You know, he comes ahead. You know, he could, you know, normally we could have thought that, you know, why did he come out? Because if he wanted to be, hidden from devotees. But as he mentioned that, you know, the Lord wants you to have this. So fulfilled the desire of the Lord, he comes out and accepts it. And ecstatically, he tastes it and breaks the pot and ties it to the cloth he is wearing. And honors that dust of that pot every day. After that, Srila Madhavendra Puripad continues his journey. He says, very soon, the story will spread everywhere in Remuna and everybody will come and worship me. So he goes to Puri. And in Puri, as he goes in front of Lord Jagannath, he becomes ecstatic. And he's very, very enjoyable, enjoying the deity, the darshan of the deity. And so over there, the residents of Puri are already ready. You know, just as Srila Bilwa Mangal Thakur says that how, you know, mukti is following the path of that devotee who performs bhakti. So here, Pratishtha was also following Srila Madhavendra Puripad. So when he came, the glory of the devotee also came with him. So here Madhavendra Puripad, he explains to all the Puri, you know, devotees the story of Gopal. They become so ecstatic. They arrange everything for him. They arrange the chandan. They arrange the transportation. They arrange for the toll. Everything is arranged. And as Madhavendra Puripad comes to Remuna, on the way to Sri Vrindavan Dham, again, Sri Gopal comes in the dream and says that this chandan you grind here and apply it to Gopinath ji. Gopal and Gopinath are non-different. As you apply it to him, I will also accept it. So just see, you know, the amazing submission of a devotee, that whatever the Lord is saying, the devotee is ready to accept. You know, sir, itna mehnat ki, so much parishram is done, so much travel is there, and now you are saying, offer it here. I would like to offer it to you. So no, offer it to Gopinath. And Madhavendra Puripad does that without a, you know, hesitation or without any argument. And very soon, after the whole chandan, he organizes, you know. There is so much organization also. You know, Krishnas Goswami mentions that he employed two people to actually, you know, grind the chandan and apply it to the deity of Gopinath. And after that, he went to Sri Jagannath Puri for Chaturmasya and spent again his life in Remuna worshipping the beautiful deity of Sri Gopal. So here we see the mood of separation being enacted and being exemplified by Srila Madhavendra Puripad, that although Lord Gopal came and accepted service, in separation of Gopal he had to serve Sri Gopinath. Just by exemplifying how service in separation is the greatest. So we pray to Srila Madhavendra Puri that we can get a fraction of love so that we can continue our services and continue our practice of devotional service for the pleasure of the Lord. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Madhavendra Paripad, Tirobhava Mahatsava ki, Nitaya Gaura Premanande. Thank you very much.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram.